Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is called the overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. It happens every Friday at this time. Embrace it. Love it. Wrap your arms around it. Wrap your mouth in your... Well, it's hard to wrap your,
ooh,
wrap
this
your mouth.
Is getting kind of a little close for comfort.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Molly Page is here. Doug Steffen is here. Ken Kessler is here. And this is the Good Day program. Friday, the 24th of April, a week from today will be the 9th of May. How do you like that for a rhyme? A week from today will be the 9th of May.
You're a rapper.
I am, yes. Wrap around the big items this week, conversationally, according to Talkers Magazine and our poll at DougSteffen.com. The items this week that are in review, conversationally, in terms of what I think, I ask you to tell us which is the most important one to you. I'm not in agreement with number one at all. Although, I think as a collective, here's how I see or feel this thing shakes out. Of the top 10 items, there are four that focus on war, military action, and death. So I ask you, as we ponder what's going on with Iran, not just the nuclear negotiations, what has been left aside, the possibility that the Iranian cargo ships that are off of Yemen's coast at the mouth of the Arabian Sea, if you look at the map, the Gulf of Aden there, there is a strong feeling that these ships contain weapons intended for the rebels there, but the U.S. and its warships patrolling the area have not asked the Iranians to reveal the contents of the ships. Why is that? Is it because we're so concerned about the Iranian nuclear deal that we don't want to ask them if their warships and their cargo ships are aimed at helping the rebels? Now, there are a number of things. I don't want to get into the details of the rebels and the Saudis and who's bombing who and what the White House says. What I want you to consider is that there are four items on the list this week that all focus on war or potential warlike actions and the vagaries of the bits and pieces that may or may not be on the top of your mind or a lot of other Americans' minds. So what's on the top of my mind when I look at these things? The nuclear negotiations, the military actions, the ISIS violence, the drone strike that killed the hostages, the Chinese warning us about the North Koreans and their nuclear possibilities or capabilities. What comes to your mind as you hear all of that? Do you agree with me that we have way too many weapons in this world? Is money being put in front of safety, security, peace, and tranquility? For me, the answer is a resounding and loud yes. There are too many weapons, sources of weapons, manufacturers of weapons, too much money being made at the expense of your peace and security, and the peace and security of every single person who's listening to this radio program right now. What do you think of that, Molly Page?
I have to agree with you.
You don't have to.
I'm sorry.
You can.
It happens.
No.
It's not intentional.
Let's not get too carried away, though. Have that happened too often. Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I have long thought that we should be, instead of invading these countries with weapons or engaging in selling weapons and then selling weapons to the other side, we should be invading with McDonald's and
kill them that way.
Well, not even just kill them, because
kill them the slow and painful way instead of the quick way.
If there are no hungry people, they have a full belly and they're happy.
Yeah.
They're not going to be looking to start trouble.
Nope. That's a good, well, maybe if we don't give them McDonald's, can we give them something a little better? Chipotle? How about Chipotle? Yes, no, maybe?
We can even invade with salad.
Yeah, right. We could. Lettuce and tomatoes and onions. So this comes back around, and the drone strike thing, that's going to be close to the top for me. And the fact that there is nobody really in charge. These people don't know what they're doing with these things. The accidental civilian deaths caused by the strikes this week. We're fighting against terrorism, so we do it. And then there's the death of this guy, Warren Weinstein, and the Italian. Italians are very upset with us. President getting a reminder that he is the commander-in-chief. And there are consequences to that. This is like ready, shoot, aim stuff. For me, that's the way I look at it. It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, even on Friday. Easy to say, oh, well, if I'd have been there, I'd have done this, that, or the other thing. So maybe we take Barack Obama out of it. Maybe we even take all the governments out of it. Maybe we just look at the continuing growth of the military-industrial complex, not only here in our country, but all around the world. And the huge, vast sums of money being made not only by the people who make this stuff, but by people who handle it, who sell it, who distribute it. The willy-nilly of this group, this tribe, this interest group, whatever, they're all targets for the sales of guns and ammo and weaponry that's more sophisticated than that. So here's the president issuing a statement of condolences to the hostages' families. Not much we can do about that. And you can say, well, what would you do? I haven't told you what I would do yet because I don't know. I'm just bringing you a conclusion that comes from observation that is troubling. And it isn't the first time I've certainly had these thoughts and suggested to you that maybe it's an idea worth ruminating on.
So at the top of the list, there's nothing about what's going on really at home about Freddie Gray or the Listeria recall?
No, Freddie Gray is 5 on the list. Listeria is not even there. Interesting to note, I'll give you a little something on the Listeria. I think I made this sort of the point earlier this week, Molly. The Listeria thing, E. coli, Salmonella, all this stuff, it's all around us everywhere. And there is a sort of like a pig in a poke with this. One of the things that Molly may be referring to is another ice cream company shut down this week because of fears, and I put that in quotation mark, of Listeria contamination. Jenny's, J-E-N-I, is a company that sells ice cream all over the Midwest, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Frozen food, mostly ice cream stuff. They've recalled, and then they shut down production. Recalled a lot of ice cream, and they've recalled. The thing that I'm not passing, I'm not just sloughing this off and just, oh, well, it's just one of those things. But Listeria is just one of those things. It is everywhere. It's not just an ice cream. It's not something that is just limited to a couple of companies. If you went through every single container of ice cream in the supermarket where you buy your groceries, you have Listeria in every single one. The meat department, even more. Fresh meat, it's wild. And the way they get rid of it, or the reason that it's sort of passed off a little bit more in the meat department, is because normally people cook their meat. They don't eat it raw. So the raw meat has Listeria. You cook it, you get rid of the Listeria. Hard to cook ice cream. Doesn't have the same kind of, when you put cooked ice cream on pie, it doesn't quite work. Although there are some restaurants that still, isn't there a flamed ice cream thing that comes in some, don't they cook
baked
ice
cream? Baked Alaska? Is that
what is that would bake? Yeah, that's what it is. Baked Alaska.
And fried ice cream.
Fried ice cream.
Yeah.
That would be Listeria free. It wouldn't, anything that gets cooked, the milk that gets purified, pasteurized, Listeria gonzo, all the salmonellas gonzo, E. coli gonzo, that's the controversy about raw milk. Things that are raw in general, your carrot sticks in your refrigerator have Listeria in them.
So is it just the amount that can make people very, very ill?
Let me translate that. I think Molly's saying the amount of the things.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was saying.
Right.
I love having an interpreter.
Oh, that's good. Listen, that's part of the public service of the Good Day program. We interpret what the people who are on the air with the host have to say. So anyway, yes, the answer to that question is yes. It is degrees. And it takes a lot of Listeria to kill you. It takes a lot of salmonella to kill you. It takes a lot of E. coli to kill you. And the better and stronger your immune system, the less likely you are to have a problem. See how they're all wrapped together? This is a pig and a poke. I think I've used that term twice in this first part of the program.
Pigs getting poked.
They are. Well, that's another thing. Pork is the most dangerous. All right, so here's the rule of thumb, if I can give it to you. Those of you who are going shopping today for the weekend, you're going to barbecue, you're going to cook. If you don't cook all the meat that you have thoroughly, you're liable to get this stuff. If you haven't got a weak, if you haven't got a strong immune system, you'll get sick. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the rule of thumb from a guy who knows his way around the food business anyway. Doug Steffen at 18 After on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This music here on Good Day. The reason we are playing this at this moment in time is to advise you, for those of you who are Doobie Brothers, say it again, Doug, Doobie Brothers fans, that Patrick Simmons, who is the last remaining, I suppose we could call him a perpetual member, Kenny, of the Doobie Brothers band.
Sure.
Will be joining us in the next half hour. They are about to go out. Oh, wait, excuse me. They're about to go out.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know what you were saying, but now I understand.
To go out. Starting this weekend, a tour that will take them through October all around the country. The Doobie fans are excited. I'm going to go out of my way and see him myself. All right, so anyway, Patrick Simmons in the next half hour of Good Day. Right now, it's time for us to focus on the late night monologues. A little fun from Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, s'il vous plaît.
The Q&A session at the White House yesterday, a little girl actually asked First Lady Michelle Obama how old she is. Michelle was like, old enough to put you on the no-fly list, sweetheart. Meanwhile, President Obama visited the Florida Everglades yesterday to celebrate Earth Day and discuss climate change. President Obama was in the Florida Everglades yesterday to talk about climate change, and it might just be me, but it felt like he didn't really know what he was talking about. Watch this.
We want to restore the natural water flow of the Everglades. As sea levels rise, salty water from ocean flows inward. This is like we're hitting the brakes on a car, but the car is not going to come to a complete halt right away. You got to come in storm. You don't stick your head in the sand. You prepare for the storm. Teddy Roosevelt is a Republican. Thank you very much, everybody.
What happened? Even beauty pageant contestants are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Florida Governor Rick Scott turned down an invitation to greet President Obama on the tarmac yesterday before his Earth Day speech. But in his defense, Earth isn't Rick Scott's home planet. What is your Earth Day? Is a celebration of your planet? Republican contender Marco Rubio is reportedly reaching out to gay Republicans. When they heard this, gay Republicans said, what? I'm not gay.
All right, page two or three of this. Wendy Williams, popular daytime television talk host, great at advice, as you hear me say from time to time on this program. Here she answers an audience member's question about whether hanging out with her children's friends is a good idea.
Two of my have daughters who are in their 20s, and I love hanging out with them and their friends. And I feel like as I'm getting older, my friends are getting younger, but I love it. But is it wrong? Should I not be doing this? You think they're just being nice to me?
There's nothing wrong with having younger friends, but it gets a little weird hanging out with your daughter. So how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'll be 54 on Monday.
54, yeah. Listen, I love young people also, but I love them like to breeze through the kitchen and spy on their conversation. And then, you know, but it's a little awkward for your daughter. Don't do that to her.
All right. Next question. Audience member wonders about getting a son to move out of the house.
I have a 25-year-old son who graduated college. He has a great job. He has been dating the same girl for 6 years. He will not ask her to marry him or even move out of my house. How do I get him to, A, ask her to marry him, yeah, or B, move out of my house?
You don't think 25 is too young for him to settle down?
No, I want him out of my house. So,
if he moved out of the house, would you still be pushing him to marry her at 25?
No.
Getting him out of the house and marrying are two different things.
She's a really nice girl. I don't want him to lose her. I really don't.
Yeah, but still, he's only 25.
But
he's
like
for
her.
6 years. I know, but you're not the one who has to marry her.
I would concentrate
on the moving out of the house. Now, this is what you do. You give him a date. He's got to be out by June 1st. This is what you also have to do. You have to help him out with the first, last, and security.
Okay.
But just that.
Because
if he has such a good job, then he'll be able to pay the rent. But as a treat to him, give him first, last, and security.
Okay.
Or buy him a microwave or a flat screen TV or something like that.
Okay.
Marriage, in my opinion, is out of the question for a 25-year-old.
All right. Get him out of the house. That's okay. Marrying at 25, not okay. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, Utah has just reinstated firing squads for the death penalty. Okay? Barbaric.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital down the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Because of problems getting lethal injections, the state of Utah has decided to bite the bullet. That is, go back to firing squads for capital offenses. Smart or barbaric?
Well, I think if you're going to have the death penalty, you might as well be honest about what it is and what you're doing. And it looks as though we've run the course with using these lethal injections. And if you're going to do it, this is as good as any other. I'm uncomfortable with the death penalty, and I would say even oppose it in theory. It's just in practice, when it comes to some of these cases of people whose guilt is genuinely beyond a doubt, I always find myself, I wouldn't mind if
Richard,
she paid the ultimate price.
Okay. I think with 1 in 25 innocent, a death penalty is heinous. It's primitive. You look out at the world, America is isolated and outlier. I think this firing squad policy, whatever it is in Utah, is barbaric. Lethal injection is barbaric. So it's overarching the whole frame.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of The Nation magazine.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There's a
man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Getting your mind in shape for the day. That's the job here of the participants in the conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Headline today. Several headlines, as a matter of fact. I like this one. White House insider warns all hell about to break loose. What does that mean? What is that? Anybody want to take a guess at that? Molly Page is here, and so is Kenny Kessler. You want to take a shot at that? All hell is about to break loose.
It doesn't even say what they're referring to. That's just the headline?
Well, but I think as I read between the lines, this is about the economy, markets, Wall Street, that sort of thing. But I can't quite figure out whether this is good or not.
I thought it had already broken loose. Yes. Is this like CNN's breaking news?
That could be it.
Breaking over and over and over again?
Wait a minute. Let's change the whole tempo of news. Instead of breaking news, how about broken news?
Well, that's kind of our media system, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That could be the way we make it to the top of the list, by discussing broken news.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do broken news. Woman sentenced for shooting fast food restaurant owner over missing bacon.
That seems a little harsh.
Well,
slight overreaction.
That's broken news, isn't it?
Bacon.
It is.
It's bacon broken news.
It is bacon, yeah. Forgive me, Ken.
She's just getting used to it, Kenny. It's all right. No,
that's big deal.
All right, so let's get to, now that we've done the broken news, now this could be considered broken news as well. The Freddie, I keep wanting to do Freddie Mercury for some reason or other, and I don't know that that's a good idea, because this is not about him, it's about Freddie Gray. And the latest from the police department suggesting that it was Mr. Gray's fault, or if you read between the lines, the whole problem with his neck and what happened, his injury, was because he didn't put his seatbelt on. The only flaw with that theory, Molly, is
that he had handcuffs on and leg shackles when he was placed in the police van, so he was not able to put his seatbelt on. That would have been the police department's responsibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that this information is coming from the police union's lawyer.
Hmm.
And it's not the first time, according to the lawyer. Unbelted detainees have been paralyzed and even killed by rough rides, what they used to call paddy wagons, is a term they used to use for the vans.
Mm.
And it has a nickname. They're called nickel rides.
Nickel rides?
Nickel rides referring to cheap amusement park thrill rides.
Uh-huh. So they drive over the roughest. My children used to love it. We have a street near the farm that has a large hump in it, and I used to speed up and go over the hump and kind of come off of the road, and they go, wee! Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, but no, nobody's going wee, maybe,
no.
Except for the police who are driving the van. And there was actually a settlement years back when this happened.
In Baltimore?
This was, I think it was in Baltimore. Let me see here.
Maybe that's not important. What's important,
yes,
is that the attitude, mm-hmm, the police have. And I got really annoyed yesterday with a comment that was made by someone. I don't normally get annoyed, and I don't take it personally because people have their own point of view. What bugs me is that people don't listen. They make a conclusion or draw a conclusion, make a decision on something or somebody or some issue without really hearing what's being said. And so I call your attention to an email sent by a fellow named Michael Nyquist, who says, Doug, I just wanted to take the time to tell you that your cast on the show is great. You, on the other hand, I find irrational and juvenile.
Don't.
Making rash generalizations about police is just as stupid as making generalizations about people who are the height of 5'8". Cops are people. They are all different. Many of them are heroes. A few are bad. Have some respect. What the hell are you talking about, sir?
That you do do that.
Of course I do. That's why I say people listen with one ear. I don't condemn the police as a general category. All too often, we all say, and this is not an excuse, the police this, or politicians that, or parents this, or children that. We generalize, and I also have called attention to that fact many times, that this is not about, that any discussion ought not to be about a generalized statement. It's a specific thing that you apparently didn't hear. And so maybe, just maybe, and I don't think I'm thin-skinned about this, I just think that it's silly. I'm glad that he likes the people on the program. I'm happy about that. Me, on the other hand.
Well, he's only hearing half anyway. He's only hearing what he wants to hear.
Well, but that happens too. And, yeah. But I just say to you, sir, lovingly and advisedly, I make mistakes a lot. I'm on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. Been doing it for almost 51 years. This program, The Good Day Show, has been on the air for 27 years. There are mistakes that are made here. Absolutely. Every day there are mistakes made by me, Molly, by Rich, by Kenny, by Jennifer, whoever's on the air. So, and most of the people who are on the air here they come down more on the side of the police, giving them the benefit of the doubt, than not. I don't want to give, I shouldn't say that because it's not true. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Here's how I look at the truth. Maybe that's a better way of looking at it. I always trust everybody until they give me a reason not to. I do not trust the police in a general sense because I've had too many examples in my own life of being boogered around by police who didn't know what they were doing. And then there are the less specific, more casual references to police in general who do things that aren't smart. We as a race, human beings, do things every day that are not smart. Sort of the ready, shoot, aim department. I would give you Mr. Obama and what happened with the drones this week as an example of that. They didn't know what they were doing. They just took a shot and they made a mistake. So in this circumstance, Mr. Nyquist, you are wrong. And you, whether you know it or you don't, yeah, the police have bad apples. I've said that many times. I do have respect for police or anybody who does a good job, because I think that we need to praise people more than not, and not take away from, you know, all of the problem is the news media sort of categorize, and then we in a conversation categorize everybody all in the same bailiwick. So I have never in my life said all police are bad. Never. have I said that, and I wouldn't make that generalization because it would be stupid. And therefore, I like to think that I make foolish statements from time to time, for sure. Yep. And those of you who say, he thinks he does protest too much. Nah, I'm not protesting. I just sometimes get tired of people who are so eager to criticize. Look in the mirror, sir, and think about whatever maybe your shortcomings are. I look in the mirror and look at my shortcomings. My teeth are not as white as they should be, so I need power swabs. We'll fix that later on. That's it. Thank you. Up next, Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate in big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Go pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by the National Association of School Nurses and Sanofi Pasteur. April 24th is World Meningitis Day, and Bob Werner, who lost his daughter Becky to meningococcal meningitis, is sharing his family's story in hopes of educating parents about preventing this potentially deadly disease.
In less than 24 hours, our lives changed forever. Our daughter Becky was taken from us by meningococcal meningitis. Although rare, that's how dangerous this disease can be. But it is preventable. The CDC recommends routine vaccination with the first dose of meningococcal vaccine at age 11 or 12 years, and a booster dose at age 16. Yet, according to CDC data, only about 30% of teens aged 13 to 17 have received the booster dose. So from our family to yours, we urge you to talk to your teen's health care provider to ensure they are up to date with their vaccinations.
For more information, visit www.voicesofmeningitis.org.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Those of you who are fans of what really is good pop music have to know this song, Blackwater, from the Doobies. Or that's what I always call the Doobie Brothers, were always the Doobies. Patrick Simmons is a guitarist, a singer, songwriter, founding member of the Doobie Brothers. Glad to have him on Good Day. Patrick, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so that song, bring us back to when you created that in your mind. Did you have a dream? Did you wake up like a lot of people who are musicians and say, I got to put this down on a piece of paper? Did you work out? How did that come to be? How did any of the songs that you've written come to be?
That particular song was kind of an interesting story. Probably people have heard it before, but... I had the riff, and I was just fooling around with it, and I knew that it kind of was cool, and it felt good, and I was in the studio one time and I played it for the producer just between takes on another song I was working on, and he said, "What's that?" And I said, "Well, that's just a riff I have and something, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with it." He goes, "You should try to write a song with it." And I said, "Well, yeah, that's kind of what I had in mind." And kind of carried that around in my back pocket for a long time until I got to New Orleans. And I had never been to New Orleans before, and I just kind of fell in love with the city. And we were staying in town for a number of days doing shows around the area. Probably there for, I don't know, a week, week and a half, something like that. And I was taking a streetcar going uptown to do my laundry, and it started raining, and the sun was out, and it was just one of those cool Southern days, riding the streetcar uptown, and the lyrics kind of came to me all at once, or, you know, part of them anyway. You know, mm-hmm. If it rains, I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. I'll take that streetcar that's going uptown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how everything else kind of followed from that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always been an avid reader, and so I read all the Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer books and stuff. And so that kind of, you know, fueled some of the images as well. And so I suddenly had the song, and then we got into the studio to work on it. And between myself and the producer, we came up with the, you know, the a cappella breakdown and so on.
Patrick Simmons is the only member of the Doobie Brothers who has been with the band since it started back in 1970 in San Jose. You broke up in 1982 because you wanted to leave the group, right? Why did you want to leave?
It wasn't so much that I wanted to leave. We had worked and worked and worked, and I think everybody was kind of getting a little beat. And so we all decided to take a break from touring and recording and so on, and took some time off. And I don't know if we ever, I didn't personally ever think we were going to come back together. And then a few years later, 1987, we came back together to do some benefits. And we've been working ever since. So
this is a great story. The Doobies, by the way, are in Texas this weekend. They're going to head out on their 45th anniversary tour. It'll run all summer into the fall. You can check their website, doobiebrothers.com, and see when they're going to be near you. I'm going to find out when you're near me so that I can go see you, because believe it or not, as a fan, I was a jock, but I didn't ever go to concerts. I've never seen you guys perform. So, at least on stage. So, that's what I want to do over the course of the summertime. In terms of how you move forward, how do you keep it fresh? How do you go out there on stage and have a good time and make it feel to you and the audience that this is the first time you guys ever sang this music?
You know, I just think we have a mindset, you know, that every single night when we get out there, we're going to have a good time, and we're going to give the audience a great show. And, you know, once you're on stage, once you're cooking and playing, it sort of all flows in terms of the vibe and the feel. And, you know, the audience is as much a part of the show as we are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Between all of us, that energy just, you know, builds and the, I don't know. You know, we enjoy what we're doing. I think we feel fortunate and lucky to be doing what we're doing. And having great songs to play is always, you know, something that I dreamed of. You know, I played clubs for a good portion of my life. And, you know, people were, you know, busy doing other things while you're playing and you're working your, you know, playing your heart out.
Yeah.
People aren't paying that much attention, so to have an audience that loves your music and great music that we've enjoyed playing. To me, that's a gift, and we don't take it for granted. It's something that you treasure every night and look forward to.
Doobie Brothers have sold more than 40 million albums around the world in their career. They still sound as great today as they ever did. You'll enjoy them, so you might want to check out again their website, doobiebrothers.com, for when they're going to be around you on their 45th anniversary tour. Patrick Simmons, founding member, original member of the Doobie Brothers, here with us on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day with Greg Stebbin. What did we learn yesterday? 2-3 G's, and his middle name was Jeffrey or something like that.
Lewis. Who's counting?
That's it, right. GLS. Greg Stebbin is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here to discuss the proposed Comcast Time Warner good night, Time Warner cable merger, which is kaputsky. How will that affect you? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now it's Staples. Get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, as the rumor has it, the proposed merger, Comcast taking over Time Warner Cable, looks like it ain't going too far. That's not very good English. Greg, would you like to fill us in on why the deal fell apart?
Well, you know, it's funny. When this was proposed about 14 months ago, everybody thought it was, well, there were people who objected, but most industry insiders thought it was a slam dunk. But for some reason...
That's because, wait a minute, that's because we were all going to get a better deal. Prices would go down. We'd get
service
better.
Would get better.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. So there were a few who were a little skeptical, which
really?
I'm going to get to, yes. But it's a $45 billion deal. Mm-hmm. It would give Comcast 30% of the pay TV market, 30 million subscribers, something like 60% of the internet market in the country. So the FCC is slowing down the merger process, and I think in a way that tells people who deal with these kinds of mergers at this level that, oh, this may never happen, or it may be so expensive and you could fail, that it sounds like Comcast is going to throw in the towel.
Yeah, I think they've already said more or less that nixney on that. So I've not much use for the FCC, but in this circumstance, the public necessity, what do they call it? Public good and necessity, neither served by this and many other big mergers that have been approved that screws the public and makes these people more in control.
Yeah, and
not a good idea.
This is an interesting one because when you first hear Comcast, you think TV shows, or a lot of people think entertainment.
Yeah, they own NBC.
Right, and
Universal,
a chunk of Hulu and everything. But I think the really telling statistic here is that after the merger, Comcast would control 60% of the country's market for broadband.
Mm.
And broadband is not just about entertainment. It's really, it's almost
an
essential
today. And
any of
you who have had either Comcast or Time Warner... Wait a minute. I was going to say service. If you've had a connection to them, you know they both suck. And so, under the circumstances, I don't know whether we can start. Hey, Richie, let's start our own. How about this? Greg, what an idea. Let's start our own. Richie, you throw in 10, 20 bucks?
Sure.
How about Richie, Kenny, how much money you got to throw in? We're going to start our own cable system.
I got 100 bucks.
100 bucks.
Well,
yeah.
My understanding is if we just had $45 billion, we could buy Time Warner.
We could.
I think
do
it's
that.
Available.
Right. Yeah, it is available.
And we could make better customers.
Absolutely. We could do anything. Anything they can do, we can do better. The 3D printing market. This is amazing stuff. There is, when you look at the growth in this, even if you understand what it is, but the fact that it grew 34%, I don't even understand. Is that because they're making better machines, cheaper machines? Have you ever seen something produced by a 3D printer?
I have. In fact, I saw my first 3D printer, I'm going to guess 12 or 13 years ago.
Really?
And there was a crowd of people. It was at an event sponsored by Wired magazine called Next Fest.
Yeah.
And it was billed as a big thing to see. And I walked in the door thinking, what could a 3D printer be? Mm-hmm. And when I saw it, I and everyone else, our mouths were just hanging open. We couldn't conceive of such a thing. And now they're very inexpensive. And that market is going to grow and grow and grow. It's an unbelievable thing.
And when you say inexpensive, how much?
Oh, I mean, you can get them now for a few $100s. Now, the more you spend, the better quality of what you're going to be able to produce.
So could I reproduce Richie? Could I make another Richie out of a 3D printer?
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe even a better Richie.
Really?
Depends on the incubator.
What kind of plastic are we going to need for that?
We might even be able to make him out of chocolate.
He already is made out of chocolate.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.